You found us. Well, we're listed on many, many, many different social channels and the podcast listening portals. Thanks to Eileen Smith, who just recently showed us 3 new places to look and find all the other directories and listening portals that had the content. We'll appreciate that. And as long as we're appreciating things, we're going to appreciate you being a patron for the Guy or Cook Report, because we couldn't do it without you. And what we're doing with you is this. Make a video on the smartphone. And why I made a video on the smartphone, the recent podcast episode, I had to have a recording from my phone to show the steps I used with the Fitbit app. And that was on the phone. And then I needed to import it into my computer so I could put it on here so you could see it. If you go to the Guy or Cook Report, .podbean.com. You'll have all the details and the links to the downloads we're talking about. So, the first thing you do is on your phone, you install Screen Recording and Mirror, and that's on the Google Play. So, get that, open that application on your phone, and start recording. And it's pretty easy. I mean, you click the button that says Start Recording, and you go through the Fitbit app steps as I did in the case of this one. And make the recording. When you're done, you save that resulting MP4 file and then email it to yourself. And I use Gmail like everybody does, right? I use Gmail and I send it to myself. And then I open the Gmail of that MP4 on my computer in Bazinga. I save it on the hard drive and I've got that available to me for Screencast-O-Matic. I simply make an introduction with Screencast-O-Matic, and then I insert the MP4 file into that, and bazinga, it's done. I've got everything I need to make the presentation happen when I'm doing a tutorial or a how-to or something on the phone. And now that I've got this under the hat, there's going to be more. Oh, and be sure to use a 720p size while you're recording. That seemed to work the best. Okay? And when you get that into Screencast-O-Matic, if you've got the background kind of wonky, then you might have to make some layers and mask out the part of the screen that you don't want to be visible when they're watching how to do it. Okay? It's a wrap.